Picture a Douglas fir, 200 years old, trunk 4 feet across, cut down near Spokane a century ago by two men with a double-end saw. Dragged through the boreal mists by a team of horses, milled into square timber, the Douglas fir became a railroad trestle leg or a beam holding up a factory roof. Peter Krieger's job is to find these venerable sticks before they're lost, demolished, or sold to his competition.
You have to walk in, look at this building, to look past the pigeons and look past the scrap metal that's been stored here for the last 30 years and go, there's a 12 by 16 timber that's 30 feet long. And if I give you X number of dollars for it, I can sell it for X plus two.
Krieger, a self-described refugee from the suburban march of quick commercial housing, runs Duluth Timber. The warehouse and yard are stacked with posts and beams whose size and tight grain reveal their age. This is the harvest of the industrial forest. It's a reuse of history, Krieger says, and it's enormous business.
There's a certain cachet that goes with recycled anything in a certain segment of the market. It feels good. They have the resources to spend. The product costs 3 to 4 times as much as green timber. But they're in a position where they don't want to go out and cut down a big tree to make a 30-foot timber.
The market for reclaimed wood is quite new. 20 years ago, demolition contractors would give old timbers to anyone who would haul them away. But in the early 90s, a few high-profile projects, including Bill Gates' home in Seattle, were designed to display the strength and beauty of reclaimed timbers. Since then, demand has exploded. You can't get such logs new, after all. They're only available from history. The town of Akeley, Minnesota, was busier 100 years ago than it's ever been since. Mature pine and hardwoods now rim this lake nearby, but in those days, says Craig Waddell, its surface was a rough dance floor of floating logs.
You go to just about any of the history books and you can find Akeley in there. There was wood, pictures of wood stacked from here all the way to town. You could see all the way to town and back and forth to the lake. You had a massive amount of train system here, 3 spur lines and a main line. That's a lot of board footage.
It's estimated that 10% of logs which began the float to market on lakes and rivers sank, which is why Waddell and assistant Chris Hinton are patrolling a home-built pontoon boat up and down this particular lake.
24 and rising. 21. 19.
The pontoon drags a sonar device that transmits a scrolling photograph of a wide stretch of lake bottom. The device resembles a torpedo, but is called a fish. Once used to seek mines in the waters around the Middle East, the fish is worth its ample price today. Chris Hinton points to how it's exposing clumps of massive logs far below the surface.
We just ran over a pretty decent concentration of wood. Looks like 75 meters square. We're probably looking at 100, maybe 200 hits here.
That's crazy. This logs all up that whole ride.
All that. Down.
Reclaiming sunken timber is nothing new in Minnesota. Between 1920 and the Second World War, many local sawmills subsisted on logs pulled from the shallows. But only recently has it become practical to locate and raise the deep timber. And the state legislature this year passed a law allowing recovery. Once again, there is a supply of virgin timber. So who's using the new old wood? Restaurants and retailers looking for a certain atmosphere, builders of furniture, cabinets, musical instruments, and increasingly, homeowners. Paul Larson is a member of the Duluth-based Builders Commonwealth, which is nearly finished with a client's new home near Willow River. The wood for the open-beam ceiling, floors, trim, and soffits is all reclaimed. The timbers of Douglas fir are the color of sunsets.
The outside weathers, and it checks, and it falls apart, but you run it through some planers and mill it and rework it with your hands, and the next thing you know, you got a brand new tree again 100 years later. It's sweet. This house is a brand new antique. It's 100 years old, and it was built in the year 2000.
While Larson enjoys working with reclaimed wood, he says the expense will keep most new home builders shopping at Menards. The price, after all, obeys the laws of supply and demand, and these new supplies, the industrial forest, the sunken forest, are not the renewable kind. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.